I look forward to playing, bottom line. Whether it's 10 snaps, 15 snaps, four quarters, you know, we'll see where they go with it. I'm just looking forward to actually getting out there, getting some contact, playing some live football, making some tackles, and competing. So, see what happens. I mean, I feel ready. I don't feel anything that can stop me at this point, you know. So we'll see what happens when the game comes.
Could you have gone sooner, do you think?
Could I have gone sooner? Possibly, yes. You know, yes. Would it have been the smartest thing to do? Possibly, no. You know, I don't know. I'm not a surgeon, but I could have went probably last week. But, you know, we're taking it, you know, we're in a great progression. You know, a little plays here, little plays there. And now we're ready to start shooting some bullets. So, and I'm prepared for it.
How do you temper your excitement to get back out there?
I've never tempered my excitement, you know, in the past, and I'm not going to temper it now. I'm going to be excited. That's the bottom line, and I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. You know, nervousness and excitement are two different things. And will I be nervous? Not at all. I think I'll be excited more than anything just to be out there playing football. And I have butterflies, but those are not nervous butterflies. Those are excitement butterflies.
Could the fact that you didn't get in here until this week, could that be a good thing in the end? You'd be fresh for the kind of later season. You don't have that. The old camp body where you've been for 6 weeks?
I mean, it's definitely a good thing. You know, we had great progression as far as getting back out there and kind of keeping myself fresh and you know, because when you're fatigued, that's when you're most vulnerable for an injury. And we kind of just, you know, we played it very smart. I mean, I still put a lot of work in. I don't think there's any coach or any trainer here that'll tell you I took any days off, because I didn't. You know, when they were doing 2 days, I was inside doing 2 days. So I made sure I was in shape and continue to progress. And now we're going to keep it going.
Even though you've been injured, you've worked hard, and now your opportunity comes on Thursday. I mean, you think of being nerves out there? I mean, you haven't played in a little bit in a while?
I don't think I'll be too nervous. You know, I football is like, you know, it's second nature to me, and that's what I've been doing all my life, you know, since I was 8 years old. So the thing for me is I'll be very excited, you know, and be out there. And I won't be too amped, but, you know, I don't think I've ever been too amped. I mean, there's no such thing as two amps, you know. So I'll be out there and I'll be excited and ready to play.
Yeah, but you played in a new defense for the first time. I mean, this 3-4 has been very successful in the first three games. I mean, you just that added nugget that's going to keep bringing it.
You know, they've been very successful, and we're going to continue to be successful. You know, we're going to continue to try our hardest to be successful, I should say, and we'll keep working. I'm excited to go out there and actually have some live bullets and be blitzing myself, you know, and getting to that quarterback and causing some disruption. So I look forward to it, and we'll see what happens.
Charles Woodson said after the Arizona game that this team has the potential to go to the Super Bowl. I know it's preseason. You've been on some teams before. Where does this rank, and how good are you guys?
You know, I say this, you know, the NFL, I think every team has the potential to go all the way. For me, though, I really sense a lot of things in this locker room, and I'm not going to, you know, sell it too much, but we have great chemistry, some great leadership here, and, you know, we definitely can go all the way. You know, I definitely feel that. You know, it's on us, though, to execute. You know, it's like you guys been here all the years that I've been here pretty much. And when we've had unsuccessful years, what's been the key word? Communication. You kept hearing it over and over, and if we continue to communicate the way we are communicating, we could be very successful, very successful, and I think we are. Maybe, so. I'm not anxious about either one of those. I'm more anxious about hitting somebody, to be honest with you. You know, the knee's there. The knee's going to be there. The mind, you know, the mind's smart. You know, I got a high GPA. But, you know, and I've been studying, so I'm not too worried about the defense, you know. And that's one thing I did when I was hurt. I made sure that I knew the scheme, so I wasn't battling the scheme and, you know, battling, you know, whatever it was, you know. So I'm going to go out there and play football now. You know, I'm not too worried about either one of those things, the knee or the mind, because I think they're – perfect, and we'll go out there and work it out.
How do you think they're going to handle you in terms of playing time? How would you like them to handle you in terms of playing time Thursday?
You know, I don't know exactly how they're going to, you know, handle me as far as playing time goes, and we'll see what happens. You know, whether it's, you know, a series, two series, a half, or four quarters, I'm prepared to do whatever they want me to do. You know, I look forward to the work, and whether it's 15 plays, two half, you know, whatever it is, you know, I look forward to it. And so, we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm sure they'll take it series by series and you know, take me out when they need to. You know, they'll make that decision.
Yeah, because is that the toughest thing you've ever had to do?
You know, for me, rehab is the toughest thing mentally to deal with. You know, a lot of work. You know, I did a lot of work, and that was the fun part of the rehab. The bad part of rehab is watching all the other guys running around playing football as you're sitting there rehabbing and doing this stuff. And you know, people don't like to say it, but you have an envious heart because you want to be out there having fun, and you're kind of jealous, like, oh man, I just want to be out there playing with them. And that's the hardest thing to deal with. You know, feeling like the team is, you know, doing good without you, you know, that type of stuff. But I was able, you know, I just kept my focus right and kept my faith that if I worked hard, if I could continue to do what I'm going to do, I'm going to be back, and I'm going to be back better than ever. And, you know, I didn't let any of the outside things affect me, and that's what I'm going to continue to do, man. I learned a lot this offseason. I learned how you really work out in the offseason. I'm going to try to continue that going, man, because I feel the best I've ever felt, so I'm just continue to do that.
Nick, how important is it to find that balance of getting into the game and getting into game situations, but also not doing too much so that you're ready for the game?
You know, that's definitely, you know, one of the hardest things to, you know, the coaches really have to deal with. Me, I just play football, and trying to find the balance between getting your work in and getting the live bullets and not doing too much, because we got a regular season game the next week after. So I'm sure they'll have that all figured out, and I'll just do what I'm told, man. I'm just a young little soldier, man. They tell me what to do, they tell me to shoot, I'm aiming, you know, and whatever they tell me to do, man, I pull the trigger. So,
are you mentally confident with this defense yet? I mean, you've studied it off the field for so long, and have only really had, you know, 10 days to make your mental mistake. Your mental mistakes on the field, which you talked about,
right,
making the two.
I'm very confident in this defense. I'm very confident in the checks and the calls and what I have to do on the communication side. You know, I haven't had a lot of reps in the defense, but I had a buttload of mental reps, you know, and I've been back there and I've been studying, and I probably studied the hardest I've ever studied, so I definitely feel ready on the mental side. So,
did you get bored with the high air to come bring it on down, and is that one of those training camp things you just kind of say, hey, it's time?
Nah, I'm setting something up for Sunday night, man. You know, so I got to braid it up for a little bit and let it, you know, marinate, and then I'm gonna pull it out. I need, you know, for me to have a successful night on Thursday is, you know, I go in, execute, do my job, you know, make some plays, you know, and if I'm not going to force the plays, if they come to me, I'm, you know, just make them and execute the defense and be a leader. You know, that's a successful night for me. I'm not going to try too hard. I'm gonna just be me and play football. So, and I think that'd be a successful night. You know, getting out of there injury free is everyone's successful night on a game night. So. You know, I have no, like, worries about the knee at this point. You know, the most I talk about it is with you guys when you ask me about it. You know, I don't really feel it, and I kind of block that out if there is anything. I mean, there's going to be, you know, things here and there. You're going to hear a crackle or something weird, you know, but that's part of ACL recovery and rehab. But I'm not worried about it. I'm going to go out there and play football, and whatever happens, happens. I'm going to play full speed. If it breaks again, it breaks, you know, whatever. You know, I'm not going to be worried about it, you know. And that's the way you have to play.